I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another big weekend coming up in college football. Ohio State, first game since the Oregon loss, and now they got Indiana. I keep going to the wrong schools. I got Nebraska this weekend, and that leads us to one of our favorite guests. Usually you hear him Thursday, 4 p.m. right here on Afternoon Drive. Today, Pete Futek, College Football News, joins us about 20 minutes early. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Indiana, Nebraska, they're all red. I mean, they're all kind of the same thing. They're all, you know, they're traditionally just, you know, good in their respective sports. It's the same thing.
So the bad thing is I watched the Iowa game. I did a post-game podcast on the Ohio State-Iowa game. And earlier in the show, twice, without realizing it, I said Ohio State-Iowa this weekend. So that's where we are in fall, where my decrepit brain is forgetting that they've already played Iowa and that now we've got Matt Rhule's fighting Huskers this weekend.
Oh, it is crazy how it's just, you know, they all kind of blend into, you know, a big blob of football after a while, where it's like you kind of, especially in the new world where you have all these different teams and involved in the mix, like, is this the team that beat USC in the last second, or, you know, which team is going here? But we're getting there though. I mean, now it's kind of real. I mean, now we get to the point where, you know, it was fun, you know, all the good stuff that happened in the first couple months of the season. But now with Ohio State, it's, all right, step up and produce, because this is a game where, you know, I've said all year that this team's going to be in the national championship and it's win national title or bust because it's the best team in college football. Well, if that's kind of true, with 2 weeks off against the Nebraska team that's okay, it's not great, this is one of those games where you come out and you just, you know, 48-10 them and just move on.
So I'm actually glad you said that, because if we had talked before Iowa depanced Nebraska 56-7 last week, I could have sold this fight a little bit more, because I actually love, one, Rayola's a really nice quarterback, and two...
Well, you do realize you said in Iowa, not Indiana.
Good Lord, there we go again. Just can somebody rush me to the hospital and check me for a stroke at this point?
Want me to hold up a big sign that says...
Yeah, can somebody? I just need to follow somebody's finger here. Not that finger, Jason. but before Nebraska got pantsed by Indiana 56-7, I kind of like where Matt Rhule's taking this. They're really, really good in the trenches, and Rayola is a nice quarterback. Is this a non-issue again because of that Indiana loss?
Yeah, they don't have any talent. You know, it's kind of lost on this. Look, the problem is, for people of a certain age who know Nebraska and remember this being a superpower of superpowers, they didn't get the Johnny Five Stars there. They always kind of had their way of getting the 98-pound guys off the farm and turned them into 300-pound monsters who could run. And they just the program just had a way of doing things. And sometimes when you get away from what made you, you know, great, is that, you know, they're built from within. Got the guys for the lines, and then they, you know, got the, you know, the superstars from New Jersey or, you know, Texas to come in for, you know, just to kind of round out the piece of the puzzle. They don't have those guys. I mean, so it's, yes, they're fine. This team certainly busted. I mean, there's not an effort issue in any way, and Rayola is that good. And they do have some parts, but they just don't have enough. I mean, it's the try hard thing lasts only so long. And then all of a sudden you face a team with a lot of talent, or a team that just kind of has everything working its way, which right now, you know, Curtis works out. But right now Indiana is just humming because they just flat out block and tackle better than everyone else.
I want to ask you how Indiana is doing that, but I guess it'll lead into a bigger question that I was talking to a kid who's a high school junior. He's a top recruit. He's like, everybody's looking at him. Alabama, Florida State, you name it, like Ohio State, they're all after this kid. And we were talking about old-time recruiting, and he was like, I can't believe, like, Nebraska was good back in the day. Like, and I felt like I was living in a history book. I'm like, yeah, I remember. Like, it wasn't that long ago, actually. Is there any chance for the Nebraskas to rise again in this new world of college football? And I guess maybe the answer is yes, because of Indiana? Or how these teams that are down now, do they have any hope in the NIL era of coming back?
I don't know. Is Warren Buffett a Nebraska fan? I mean, he's a Nebraska guy, right? Get him to open up the NIL money. I guess that's where you start. I mean, you know, you talk about this recruit you're talking to. It's like, okay, who's going to give him the most? I mean, who's going to give him that, you know, the best deal? But, yeah, of course. I mean, look, you know, we look across the board of in college football right now. Like, you're right. Indiana is actually kind of pretty good just because they actually did work the new world of college football in the way you're supposed to. You get a coach like Cignetti who really is just that good. He actually came in believing, hey, we're going to win here at Indiana. Yeah. Every coach says that. But he came in with a real game plan on how to do this. And part of that was you get all the really good guys from James Madison. So they got the 8 key parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those James Madison teams that were so good and kind of did things the way he likes to do them. And there you go. There's your infrastructure for what you already have. And they nailed the quarterback transfer, which Curtis Rourke, I was on a show last night, I thought he was going to a place like USC. I think there's a guy who you can kind of see that's a potential NFL talent with all the, you know, he's not a top, you know, 15 pick or anything like this, but that's one of those guys who goes like in the 4th-ish round and just sort of hangs around, all of a sudden starts for somebody and becomes, you know, that guy who just is a starter for the next 8 years. That was a phenomenal get in the transfer portal for them. And it also helps that, you know, their schedule isn't all that bad. They did not play Ohio State yet. They have not played Penn State yet. You know, so they haven't had to deal with a bunch of killers. But who cares? You're Indiana and you've never won anything ever. And you're having probably the best year since, I think it's 67 is when they went to the Rose Bowl. This is just, you know, if you're Indiana, who cares? This is as fun as it gets right now.
Pete, I don't know if you've heard about this, if you've seen about this, if you heard about this. The Browns are bad again, and they're going to be looking for a quarterback. So, as you are the king of college football, give me the, as we're looking around at guys who could be draft eligible, give me the quarterback that I should be pushing for the next 3 months, because we don't have actual good football to talk about.
I'm just going to say this to you personally. You know, I don't know who's listening or anything like this. But for you and what you do for a living, for the love of God, do you want Shedeur Sanders? Oof. That you forget football, blah blah blah, Browns, whatever. They might win, they might not. Who cares? For your job, you want everything there is. You don't have to worry about your show getting up in the morning. You just can just roll out of bed, you know, come on in, say Indiana's Iowa and Iowa's Indiana, and who cares? So Shedeur Sanders, light them up, and just have, and people are going to call in. That's kind of the guy who, I know there's issues with, you know, him being all Shedeur-y and all that. He has been great. I mean, that guy, he is as tough as nails. He's in total command of that offense. He does have that that sort of, you know, mindset that comes from having an NFL Hall of Fame, you know, father who is brilliant at his craft and kind of knows how to do things. And he gets hit a lot. And if you can take those sort of shots, which at some point there's going to have to be a business decision when it comes to him and how they're protecting him, he's the quarterback you want for Cleveland that might just be that difference maker. Yeah, Carson Beck's going to be good, and there are certainly other quarterbacks out there. It's not a real deep draft for other positions, but quarterbacks, if that's where you want to go, if you want the franchise guy to say, you know what, we need to wake this sucker up, that's where you go.
You realize we've gone from Baker Mayfield, the same thing.
Who's awesome now. Who's awesome. I hated him coming out of college. I didn't think he was going to do anything, and now he's great.
I've had two straight quarterbacks that light up the phones. I want them to light up the box score and win me games. Come on, Pete. Don't wish more ego and drama on me. I thought we were friends, for God's sakes.
If you don't have a quarterback with ego and drama, then what are we doing here? It's all show business. That's what you – of course you want to win games, but, you know, you need a lot more than that. But the fact that, you know, the Deshaun Watson thing just – let's just say didn't work. You need more than that, because you're seeing teams out there who are able to survive and keep moving on with guys like Sam Darnold under center and, you know, guys like Baker Mayfield under center. So you need everything else. But you can kind of see, I'm not going to put Shador in the Jaden Daniels category necessarily, but, and you know, look, I'm here in Chicago. You kind of see what, you know, a Caleb Williams just sort of changes the energy, just changes everything about the entire franchise, and just kind of he's a true leader. He's a true alpha, and he's the true guy that you get that's like, okay, this is his team now going forward.
Pete, great stuff, buddy. Have a great weekend. Another great weekend of college football, and I know no one will enjoy it more than you.
Anytime, guys. You have a good one.
Thanks, Pete.
Pete Futek there in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. When we come back, another Browns player would like you to know it's not okay. Let's get into it. 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.